Hey yo, it's those guys on the podcast. And if you don't listen to us, then use the ass. If you don't like us, hey yo, that's okay. But still download, listen to us every day. Hey.
Welcome to like an update again of the Bad Bros Podcast. You know what it is. New episode coming today. It's gonna probably be we had to record it later, so we're not even gonna record the episode till about like four. Later on today, so it's not gonna be up till tonight, so hopefully you check it out or whatever. First things first, make sure you subscribe, assholes. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you like, share, comment. You know what it is. In around June, May, June, July, August. Around August is going to be like our first show. August or September. I mean, we may kick it off with like the college and the football. I mean, college and NFL season. But around August or September is going to be our first live show with video and shit coming from where we're recording, how we're recording. I don't have like a badass setup right now, like, you know, like a Joe Rogan's podcast, or like, you know, just like my own spot, like you know, like if I want to like hook up the garage or a space like that. Like, this is what I do in my free time. Like, this is not like, you know what I'm saying, I work and I do like, you know, my real life. This is like, you know, for fun, because I'm so fucking smart and I'm right about everything I fucking talk about, so I just wanted it on file, so when shit I say comes true, I can go back and say, look, and then hopefully I can get people, hopefully people stop being scared to come on here and give their opinions about what's going to happen, so I can point and say, look, you're wrong, you're not like me. So, well, first of all, around August, September, we're going to have the video. It's going to be like live stream, whatever, all the guests and everything that we do is going to be live. But that's not going to go to August, because I'm going to have everything set up like dirty style. I'm going to have fucking all the cowboy shit in the background, all the fucking Maverick shit, all the Ranger shit, all the fucking Star shit, all the Longhorn shit. It's going to be fucking dope with all the tables. And I'm going to stop cussing so much. I'm bullshitting. I'll fucking cuss if I want to. It's my fucking show. So it's going to be like real dope, but it's going to be the video version. It'll be, of course, on Instagram, Facebook. It'll be all over. And we're going to launch that shit, and we're going to do that shit. We're going to blow up. So make sure you like, subscribe. And I know I talk a lot, but you like it. So who gives a shit? Listen to us on your way to fucking work, downtime, just whatever. Just check us out, because we're going to keep pushing. We keep doing what we do. Anyway, this is an update. Yeah, I talked 2 minutes into this fucking update without even talking about what I was supposed to talk about. So what? Shit, get off me. So anyway, this is about DSJ, Dennis Smith Jr., point guard for the Dallas Mavericks. This is, okay, first of all, Rick Carlisle, Jim, a.k.a. Jim Carrey, a.k.a. fucking Bitter Beer Face, he's like, people say, like, okay, like, when I say something about an NBA player, like, oh, fucking scrub. I'm talking about NBA standards, he's a scrub. I'm not saying, like, if he rolled up on the set over here where I'm at, he couldn't dunk on everyone. Like, I'm talking about, like, as far as NBA, he's a scrub. Now, when I talk about Jim Carrey, I don't think he's a scrub, but I don't really like him as a coach, or I don't like his style. Now, before you say, talk about the championship, yeah, I know what he did with the Pacers and the Pistons. I know what he did. I fucking watched, I've been watching basketball since I was a fucking kid. So don't go into an argument with me about it, because I'll bring it up, everything he's done from the past, because I already know. But what I'm saying is, if you look at Dirk, look at the team Dirk drug to the 2006 finals. Erica Dampier, okay? Fucking Josh High. Fucking Marquise Dales. Look at the fucking Devin Harris. We took us to the fucking finals with Avery fucking Johnson as a coach. He took us to the fucking finals. Now all of a sudden, oh, we won the one without fucking Rick Carlisle in 2011. Dirk is the greatest fucking Mavs player in history. Dirk is a fucking all-time top 25 player, and we could get into that if you want to. All these people have Kevin Garnett in front of fucking Dirk, which is fucking bullshit. Dirk is the second best power forward of all fucking time behind Tim Duncan. Alright? If we would have been in the East, we would have fucking faced the Spurs or the Lakers in the fucking finals every year. Every fucking year. That's a fact. Go look who beat us. We lost. How many times did we fucking lose to the Spurs in the playoffs, or the Lakers, or fucking the Kings? Those assholes were fucking good. But same way with Chris Webber and the Kings. If he was in the East, he would have been in the fucking finals every year, facing the Lakers or the fucking Spurs or the Mavs. Because, you know what I'm saying, we don't fuck around. And, you know, the Suns popped up out of nowhere for a little bit, but no one cares. Dirk. All I'm trying to say is, like, you know what I'm saying, Rick Carlisle is a trash-ass coach, but I don't like him as a coach. I don't like him. I really didn't even, like, I think back in the day, those rude-ass coaches, those mean-ass coaches, those I'm-hard-on-you-ass coaches were good. I think those coaches who still have that style are fucking kind of out of it. Look, I'm not saying Roddy B was going to be a fucking all-star, superstar, but he dropped 51 on Spurs in the playoffs, and he just falls off a cliff with Carlisle. Just hear me out before you let me, while I do my comparison, okay? Now, Rondo comes over here. Every team he's been on, he's helped and worked out, but with the Mavs, he couldn't do nothing? Come on. Now, all of a sudden, he doesn't like Dennis Smith Jr.? Who, name one player that he develops. Now, I want somebody to name one player that fucking Rick Carlisle developed. Like, give me just one. I just want one player that Rick Carlisle has developed. Please, just one. One fucking rookie. Luka's already been developed. We already know he was going to be a fucking superstar. But we can't develop nobody. All he gets is, the only last rookie that I know that he didn't even develop, it was like almost like a same thing as Luka, like Tayshaun Prince. When he came on and he just started putting in that work in Pistons, he was just too good to be denied. Like, you couldn't sit him. You know, he was just too good to start off. Like, just look at the fucking Spurs. Like, golly, it's so fucking sickening to watch. They just pick up, try anybody. They could go right now to some wreck, pick someone, and Pop will be like, all right, look, and bam, motherfuckers dropping 20, 28, like out of nowhere. And we can't fucking develop no one. Somebody's got to see that shit. That's fucking coaching. Like, somebody, like, unless you're a fucking star already, he don't really want to fuck with you. Now, my comparison, imagine, okay, Jeff Fisher was 1 yard away from winning the fucking Super Bowl, all right? And that's because he had Steve McNair, who probably overcame his ass, all right? Now, Rick Carlisle won a championship because Dirk was just too fucking much. Dirk was a fucking beast. Tyson Chandler played defense like never before. We had the Matrix. We had a very good, but we had a very fucking good team. But, and also too, this also goes into like Mavericks are fucking low key one of the most awful fucking front offices. Like, I don't know. Like, they're awful. Like, if it weren't for Dirk to mask all the bullshit, like we paid Eric Dampierre and let Nash leave. Like, huh? With fucking Rafe LaFrance, look at the deal we gave fucking Bradley. And then the 2011 team, we could have tried to go back-to-back. That was our window. OKC went to the title game. We could have knocked them out with the same fucking team. Look, I think in the first round, we played them that next year. And we fucking, man, like, we could have had them. And the next year, we could have went for it again. And just got a few free agents. But, like, and then you just wasted Dirk's ending years. Now we got Luka. You're going to, he's like, ready already. We're gonna waste it because you like who knows what bullshit you're gonna pull and not surround Luka, and he's gonna end up leaving after his rookie deal. He's gonna say, y'all motherfuckers can't surround me with shit. I'm fucking out. Or if he stays, we'll get lucky and surround him maybe like for 2 or 3 years out of his whole 20-year career in his prime, and we'll get one title out of him when we could end up getting 5 or 6 if we were like fucking. You know what I'm saying? Popovich getting all these random nobodies who fucking just go all wild and they can fucking drop 20-8 from the rec league. So anyway, off the front office topic, okay? So anyway, I'm back on the Rick Carlisle, Jeff Fisher topic. So then after that, he quits coaching, goes back to St. Louis, doesn't do shit, and he's awful, right? So without the star, okay? So now that Dirk's not a star no more, Dirk can barely walk. Now, without a star, what has he done without a fucking star to carry the team? Nothing. Nobody's been developed. We haven't done anything. Without Dirk, and everybody wants to talk about me. I mean, Harrison Barnes, and Wesley Matthews. Wesley Matthews was in Portland. He was thought to be a fucking, like, everybody wanted him. Like, not like, he's not going to be, like, your third best player, but he's a good piece to like, play, but he's not, like, somebody you want to like build a championship team, but he's still like good enough to like, you know, be a formidable, not to be fucking in the laundry every year. Then Harrison Barnes, he was on a fucking 73 win team. And now I know a lot of people say it's his fault, like he didn't show up in the finals. He's the reason why they lost. Like, one of the reasons, like, you know what I'm saying, he's just not good enough or whatever. We need KD to come take the spot. Whatever. All I'm saying is Rick Carlisle doesn't develop anyone. We haven't developed anyone. Now we got Luka in our ninth pick in the fucking draft. We already going to get rid of him? like, damn, man, we fucking need a coach that's gonna fucking develop people and not try to be a fucking hard ass. Like, we don't need someone who fucking, who like, walks around, like, I'm not saying he's a scrub coach, because he did change, the Pacers and the Pistons, he did a very good job with them. We won a title with him. He's not a scrub, but I just don't like his style anymore. I don't want him as the coach. He doesn't develop anyone unless you're a team of superstars. Maybe he's really good for that. Like, maybe he can go over there with LeBron and be a good coach for the Lakers. But as far as a bunch of youngsters, I don't see it. Like, and I know he maybe he got too spoiled with JJ because JJ Brera knows the system too much inside and out, where JJ could just, he does exactly pretty much probably what Rick Carlisle would want to do if he was on the court, or like, you know, exactly what he want to do. And he got so spoiled by that, but he wants everyone to probably run it just exactly like that, but like, you know, have good size, be like 6'4", you know, nice little wingspan, and, you know, be decision making like JJ, but you know, just have the athletic skill, the athletic attributes, you know what I'm saying, of a starting point guard in the NBA to lead us somewhere, you know. But I just want him gone. I want Rick Carlisle gone. I want the whole team gone. I want fucking, we need, like, instead of, like, we're over here trying to trade Dennis Smith Jr. instead of trying to trade Harrison Barnes. We should be trying to get up out of that fucking contract from the jump. We should, like, instead of trading fucking Wesley Matthews, like, instead of trading Wesley Matthews or trying to trade everyone, trading fucking, DeAndre Jordan already, like, I mean, like, he was gonna sign with us and he decided not to, like, fucking trade him somewhere to a team in the East that's probably gonna, you know, do something, maybe, let's see, maybe Toronto, maybe Toronto will give us some young piece if they, or to have him, or maybe even Boston, what if they gave us a pick, or so, anybody, I don't know, I'm just throwing shit out there. But what if we can get anyone, or even send them to fucking the, like a team that's 6 or 7? I don't really keep up with, you know, the scrub ass East, but trade everyone should, like, from the, like, once you realize that Luka's the shit, we're not gonna win it this year. We're not. So what are we trying to do here? Let DSJ and let Luka play all the minutes together, figure it out. Who gives a fuck about anything else? Let them figure it out. Let them figure. The Miami Heat were like fucking 9-14 or something when they started. Now, and Luka and them already only played, I mean, like, more than that. We've played more than that together, but shit, you're already going to give up on them? Like, after that? Like, make them fucking play together. Trade everybody else who's not under 20 fucking 3. Man, I would say keep JJ, but JJ's Achilles, it's going to be hard. Maybe if we get him, like, you know, he's going to pee on, like, a one-year million-dollar deal. But keep, like, 2 vets, you know what I'm saying? So we'll keep, like, dang, there's really no one I want to keep as far as vets. Maybe Devin Harris, keep him on a one-year, million-dollar deal every year. And I don't even at the moment. Damn, I want Powell. Get everybody out of here. Everybody. The nucleus is DSJ, Luka Doncic. We'll get another good pick if, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We'll probably get another top 10 pick. Get them, get some assets, and then not next year. Next year will be where we really start coming together, and then the third year will be where we're going for the whole shit, and we're going to fucking start winning titles with DSJ, Luka, and whoever else we got. But what are we trying to do? We're already trying to trade DSJ? Instead of trying to get rid of fucking Wesley Matthews or fucking Harrison Barnes or get rid of some of these other fucking people? Like, golly, I don't fucking understand this fucking front office. And I don't understand, like, what the fuck is... Of course, we don't even have... Like, why are you even coming out and even saying anything? We don't have to say if we get a fucking badass offer, we're going to trade DSJ. We don't even have to say it. It's a fucking given. Like, damn, this fucking team. And I'm frustrated just not only that. Like, I'm frustrated from the Mavericks. I'm frustrated from the Cowboys. I'm frustrated from the fucking Stars. One day the Stars want to be great, then out of nowhere for a week, they'll just start fucking losing this shit out of nowhere. And you know what I'm saying? Don't even expect nothing in the playoffs. The Rangers, you already know what the fuck that's about. So, I mean, it's tough right now in the DFW. It's tough. But we ain't no bitches. We champions out here in this bitch. Stars got rings. Mavericks got ring. Cowboys, you already know what the fuck we about. Rangers were close in 11-10. So, we're a city of fucking champions, and we will be back. And, you know, that's what it is. We'll be back, and we'll get the shit worked out, but... Man, I just wish we had at least one of these motherfucking teams winning at a time. At least one. And not, you already know Cowboys are going to lose in the second round, the first round, so I'm not talking about that. Like, I wish every year we had a legit team that was gunning for it every year, but we just don't. We just got luck of the draw bullshit. And it must, and in my opinion, it must go down to what Jerry Jones, the promise he made back in the restroom before the Steelers and the Cowboys Super Bowl. When he asked God, just give me this one Super Bowl, I never asked for anything again. Maybe that's what happened. We ain't never going to get it again, as long as, you know. Now, I don't really believe that God was like, yeah, let me give you the Super Bowl, but kind of like energy or thoughts that are in the air, you know, just something about it. But anyway, DFW, you stupid bitches. And another thing, talking about, like, you know, how Pop can just develop players and how, you know, Mavericks can't fucking get anybody. Is anybody going to talk about the fact that Oklahoma just keeps getting quarterbacks? Meanwhile, Texas is just sitting there with fucking, like, nobody. Like, we went from Colt McCoy and had complete trash every year until Sam's, you know, showing a little something. I mean, is anybody going to talk about that? Is anybody going to talk about, like, you know, like, any, who, like, scouts, coaching? Like, Baker Mayfield called Texas and said, you need a quarterback. They said, nah, we're fucking good. Nobody's going to talk about that. Like, that's how you stay trash. That's how fucking organizations stay trash. When no, there's no changes being made and you just let fucking, you see Oklahoma just get quarterback after quarterback. Meanwhile, we're sitting there fucking trash. Like, unbelievable. We're sitting there and you look at the Mavericks. We're not developing shit. We're not developing any fucking players. San Antonio, they get fucking players from, they go pick a player from fucking 7-Eleven. Hey, you want to play? Yeah, they get 20 and 10. Meanwhile, we can't develop shit. And no one's going to change anything. They're just going to be like, fuck it, cool. I don't know. Hey, it is what it is. That's just them. San Antonio, that's just what they do. And we're just going to be sorry. Keep picking lottery. Trying to trade our way back. Instead of fuck. You know why we're always trying to trade our way into a title? Because we can't develop shit. That's why we're always trying to trade our way into a title. Because we can't pick shit. We can't trade shit. That's why. But, oh well, we got Luka, so it's bright. This shit is 17 minutes already? What the fuck? Hey, I went on a little rant, but you know what? I don't care, man. Fuck, man. I'm tired of this shit. DFW needs to step it up. But, man, that's my teams. That's all my teams. Always fucking back him no matter what. Matt, MFFL for life. Cowboys Nation. Fucking Rangers. Stars. You know what it is. And if you ain't down, if you ain't never been to Dallas, and you ain't never been to Texas, Big Tuck.
Hey, yo, it's those guys on the podcast. And if you don't listen to us, then use the ass. If you don't like us, hey, yo, that's okay. But still download, listen to us every day. Hey, hey.